KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. And I've been associated with Roundtree Gardens in Orange County for quite some time. And I was when I initially started with them, amazed how great the treatment is from the people who work there to the residents. And it's a retirement home. I think the age is 65 plus, and there's different care units that they have there. You know, some people are in great shape, some people are not. And they were able to keep COVID-19 out of the residents there and away from all of the residents, all of the staff as well. It's an impossible thing to do. And they did it successfully. So we wanted to have them on to see exactly how they did it. And Claudia is with us. She is from Roundtree Gardens and one of the community leaders down there. Claudia, welcome to KFI. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. I'm still, so pleasantly surprised that you guys went into action so quickly when this came out to protect all those beautiful people that live there. And I know, you know, some of the residents, personally, and they're just really, really nice, genuine people. But they're, you know, a lot of times people are in a position like that and they're afraid of what's going on because they're the most vulnerable around us. How were you able to keep the COVID virus from infecting anybody at the facility?
Well, one of the most important principles that we utilize in our Montessori-inspired lifestyle is inviting the person to participate. So in the fight against COVID-19, we invited our community members to fight the fight alongside us. And one of the initial steps that we took was educating not only our staff, but also educating our community members on what is COVID-19? What are some of the symptoms? How is it transmitted? And what each one of us can do individually to help prevent the spread, such as hand washing and social distancing and simple things like if you're sick, stay home or stay in your room.
Right.
So it was really, our initial step was just education of staff and community members.
I see. And it happens to work. I think that's a great idea to get them involved. And it feels like they're participating as well. And they also don't want to let down, you know, another resident or a community member or a staff member. So they feel like they have got to keep up their end of that bargain as well. I think that's a great idea to get them involved.
Exactly.
That's beautiful. That really
exactly.
is great. Now, are people allowed to visit their relatives?
You know, unfortunately, CDC and the Public Health Department is still restricting visitors. So unfortunately, visitors are still being restricted. We are allowing visitors like for end of life care or for compassion care. That is one of the few exceptions. But right now, in order to help minimize exposure to our community, non-essential visitors are not allowed onto the community.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. So I imagine you're doing a lot of FaceTime or video conferencing so people can say hi to their grandma or grandpa.
Exactly. So a lot of FaceTime, a lot of Zoom. Last Friday, we actually had a Mother's Day parade, which allowed family members to drive by with signs. Our community members were out there.
Oh, that's great.
It was so much fun. And it's just really thinking outside of the box to still engage our community, but also engage their loved ones, because that's the hardest part is not having them come on campus and spend time with their loved one. That human interaction and touch is so important, and they're missing that. There's only much you can do with the screen.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I bet they can't wait until this is over where they can have a big party again and everyone can come in and give them a physical hug again.
Exactly. Parties and hugs. We can't wait for that. So hopefully that will come soon.
I remember one of the events, it was a couple of Octobers ago. I was talking to two of the women there, and they're both talking about how they are both exactly almost the same age, 100 years old. And one of the ladies says, I'm 100. I'll be, 101 in November. And one of the other ladies said, yeah, well, I'll be 101 in October. And the other one corrected her and said, no, you're not 100 yet. You're 99. And I love the fact that she was lying about her age to try to get to 100. That's the only time I ever hear women lie and go up in their age.
Right? Exactly.
Everybody else reduces it. But when you get to 99, you can't wait to get triple digits and tell everybody.
You got to flaunt it. If you've made it to 100, absolutely.
Now, are you guys accepting new residents now, or are you waiting?
You know, we are accepting new residents, but we do have certain protocols in place. So every community member that moves in, we do let the family member and the potential community member know that there will be a 14-day period of self-quarantine, which means for the next 14 days upon admission, we are going to practice contact isolation precautions, which means staff will basically have a mask on and gloves upon entering the room.
Okay.
And when the community member leaves the room, they're also going to practice those precautions as well. They will also be wearing a mask and gloves as well to protect the rest of our community. So we're not restricting new community members. We are taking admissions, but we are following certain precautions. Anyone that, even on campus, any community member that does have cold-like symptoms or flu-like symptoms, they do go in a 14-day period of self-quarantine where we're going to take certain precautions to protect the rest of the community.
Right. And are the residents allowed to still walk around freely if they put a mask on?
They are. We are still encouraging them to social distance. So still, you know, 6 feet apart, practice good hand hygiene and hand washing. But yes, we are, you know, that's the one great thing about Roundtree Gardens is that we've got the beautiful gardens and that they're still able to enjoy being outdoors.
How many times have you heard this? Don't tell me what to do. I'm 101. When you're 101, you'll feel the same way.
You know, not often lately.
That's fine. That would be my attitude.
Mine as well. But I think our community members are so appreciative of
They're great.
The precautions that we're taking to keep them safe. And I think ultimately, even though, you know, it's hard when you're telling them you can't do this, you can't do that. And you're essentially taking, you know, certain freedoms that we sometimes lose sight of. Right now, they're just so appreciative of all the efforts that we have taken to keep them safe and to keep their loved ones safe.
Right. And I love the fact.
I haven't heard that yet.
And I love the fact that you guys keep them active. I know that Tammy and Randy constantly are planning, you know, trips, not now, but before COVID, planning trips down to, you know, Orange County Fairgrounds, out to onto a boat, onto an airplane, and, you know, all over the place, and to keep these people alive and healthy and happy. And I have been to many, many facilities to visit relatives who are in a facility like yours. And I only wish that I knew about Roundtree Gardens when they were alive, because that truly is the best place in the world. What is the minimum age to get into Roundtree?
It is 60.
All right, I got 3 years left. Keep a corner room open, Claudia. I'm coming in.
I will. I will keep a double room for you just in case.
Excellent.
One in memory care, just in case you meet those requirements.
Trust me, I need that now.
COVID does to all of us.
I need memory care now. What am I going to be like in 4 years? It's going to be great. All right, Claudia, is Luska is the last name? Luska?
Luska.
Luska, okay. Luska. All right, really appreciate you coming on. Tell Randy and Tammy I said hey, and God bless you and all the people that work there. You did a great job. You should be very proud of yourself. And RoundtreeGardens.org is the website. And I guarantee you, if you're looking for a place, you know, for your mom or dad, and you want them to be happy and healthy, no place in the world like Roundtree Gardens. RoundtreeGardens.org. I love you guys. And really, thank you for coming on.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Stay safe.
All right, stay safe. All right, there she goes. It really is a cool place. I love the people there. I've met so many people there that have 100 years under their belt. And man, they have the most beautiful stories about coming cross country when there was nothing. You can never learn enough or talk to them enough. And learn from them and learn from their stories. They're just really beautiful people, and a ton of them right there in Roundtree. I love it.